Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. A thirsty soul. Psalm 42, verse 1. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul thirsts for God, who is the living God. As I read that passage of Scripture from Psalm 42, the question arises, am I really thirsting for the Word of God? From God, who is the living God, who has given me His Word? I hope I do. I spend many, many, many hours in my lifetime reading God's Word. And one of the books in the Bible that I spend probably more time than others is the Psalms of David and others who have written a psalm or two or 30 or 50. It doesn't matter who writes the psalm. It is the living Word of God, and it will satisfy my thirst when I turn to it. As I go through life and I find myself parched by the sinful world in which I live, I know I can always go to the wonderful water brook of God's Word and find a satisfaction of my thirst directly from the heart of God. When you go through the days of your life, where do you seek a satisfaction? I want to tell you right now, if you are seeking the things of the world, they will never satisfy. The most soul-thirsty people in the world, it would seem, are those who financially, physically, emotionally should be satisfied more than any others, and yet it's like they are starving, that they are thirsting and not being satisfied. But those who have very little of the things of this world, the wealth of this world, but have God in their heart, Jesus as their Savior, they can have very little of the world's goods, but they are wealthy beyond description because they have eternal life in their heart. As we look around us, what are we thirsting for? And I urge each and every one of us, me included, not to thirst the things of the world, but to thirst after the things of God. Only He can satisfy our soul. Heavenly Father, as we look to You for the strength and the guidance, for the satisfaction that will bring about peace in our heart, I pray, Lord, that we might have a joy in our heart as well, a joy unspeakable and full of glory. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.